Death in the Dojo by Sue Lever. Chapter 1, Death of a Fighter. You kill the guy with a karate punch to the left kidney. Yakuzuki, reverse punch. You step over the body lying on the wooden floor. Take one last look at the face, eyes still open in an expression of surprise, and move quickly through the door of the dojo to the lift, then down and into the cold night air. You almost allow yourself to smile as you walk towards the underground station, your right hand still aware of the contact with Kawaguchi-sensei's body. Then you get a train to safety.
Cut the poetry, Jensen! This is a newspaper for the 21st century. We want facts, not fantasy.
This was the sweet voice of my boss, Dave Balzano, editor of the Daily Echo, as he looked over my shoulder at my computer screen. Yes, sir, I said under my breath, as he moved on towards his office. Balzano was a fat, sweaty man with a bad temper. I had learnt from bitter experience that there was no point in arguing with him. I looked again at what I'd written. Pity, I whispered to my colleague Rick. I quite like it. Rick smiled, but carried on looking at his screen. Rick and I were both news reporters on the Daily Echo. I had been working there for about 3 years, and Rick joined about a year after me.